I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Good afternoon, Marissa.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm terrific. How about you?
I'm great.
The sun is shining again.
I was just going to say the sun is shining, but I didn't want everyone to get sick of my weather report.
No, it's filtered sunshine. There's a little bit of high cloudiness, but spring has sprung and the bulbs are coming through the soil and the trees are starting to set buds. It's an exciting time of year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it is.
Which means that summer is right around the corner. I know summer's your favorite. So
it is. We're already planning to open our pool, get it open nice and early this year so we can get it, clean and running and warm.
Good. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, and in my office here at home where I do my recordings, I have my fishing poles and things. So pretty soon.
Yeah, it's almost boat season.
Pretty soon we're going to. Exactly. So today we're talking about being intentional.
I love this topic.
And, people, it's funny, this was the first topic that I wrote about, and I'm guessing it was probably 130 emails ago when I started writing my emails. And I wrote about intentionality, and in that email, I noted the fact that my family laughs about me because it's always about, well, Dad's all about intentionality. And that's really, I have to say I am, and I was even more so back then. Because my word for the year that one year was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
But it truly is a difference maker in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually going to start with something that I shared with you earlier that I follow Deborah Searle on Instagram. So Deborah Searle is the young woman who rode solo across the Atlantic. And she had to find a way to cope with the stress of being by herself for 108 days rowing across the Atlantic from Tenerife to Barbados. So she would choose an attitude every day and write why she was choosing that attitude. And this study was amazing. They took 90 undergraduate students and half the group, 45 of the group, they had write for just 3 days about something that was intensely positive. And the other group wrote about just anything. There was a controlled topic they were supposed to write about.
Mm-hmm.
90 days later, they went back and looked at these students. And those that were intentional about writing about something positive, they experienced better moods, fewer visits to the health center, and fewer illnesses.
In just 3 days.
For 3 days, they wrote about something positive. That was it. Now, they didn't write about it all day long, but for 3 days, they decided to write about something positive. And it says intensely positive. So a good experience that they had.
Mm-hmm.
The result or the benefit of writing about that for 3 days was still evident 90 days later.
Wow.
And that's just the power of this intentionality piece. Mm-hmm. You choose to live your life rather than accept your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the best way to put it. So in my post that went out this morning, I gave a couple examples. So you're attending a meeting or a training. I always ask my students and the attendees in my class, what do you hope to get out of this session? Because if they focus on what it is they're looking for, they will find it in the training.
Mm-hmm.
It's, This gets us back to the law of attraction, whatever we want to call it. When our mind is prepared to find something, it does.
Yeah.
The other example that I used here, and I know a lot of people can probably relate to this, is the dreaded staff meeting. Now, I think the only people that really like staff meetings are the people that run the staff meetings. And maybe they don't even like them. Because, I'm as guilty as charged. When I was running SelfLock, I made my leadership team come into a staff meeting every Monday morning at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our staff meeting. But we have a choice as a person attending that meeting. We can say, you know what? I hate staff meetings. And we can pull our phone out or whatever and distract ourselves, which you really shouldn't do in a staff meeting. It's rude. But anyways, or we can decide, you know what, I'm going to go to this meeting and I'm going to intentionally try to learn something new or learn something new about the role of one of my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go with that mindset, it works.
Yep.
You'll find something new.
Mm-hmm.
The other example I used in my post was good days and bad days. So I firmly believe that you can determine whether you're going to have a good day or a bad day. And it's we can't change what happens to us, but we can change how we react to it. And so the example that I used was many, many years ago. I had a young engineer come into my office and he said, "Man, did I have a lousy day." And I looked up at him and I said, "I bet you did." And he looked back at me like, "Why would you say that?" And I said, "Go look in the mirror. You know, go in the restroom and look in the mirror." And the poor guy, it looked like he slept in his clothes. His hair was a mess. He hadn't shaved. And I said, "So when you got up this morning and you just came to work, you didn't feel good enough about yourself to present yourself well." Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said, "If you would get up, shave, shower, you know, put on some decent clothes, some nice looking clothes, you feel better about yourself than if you're just wearing whatever." And I firmly believe that you can have better days by simply feeling more positive when you leave the house in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The last example that I used was relationships. And this one I think is huge because it's as valuable at work as it is outside of work. And I've said this before, but what we appreciate appreciates, and what we depreciate depreciates. So if we're looking at a person in terms of a relationship, and all we do is focus on the negatives, we're going to find more negatives. But if we truly focus on the positives, we'll find more positives. And the negatives will almost vanish away.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be intentional about determining that we are going to look for the positive in that person. So what do you think of this? Am I totally off my rocker?
No, I think you're hitting the nail right on the head. We have talked about this topic before infused it into some of our other podcasts. But specifically with the examples that you gave today, I mean, one thing that came to mind was that saying, you know, it's a great day to have a great day. And
yes.
I feel like you can totally set yourself up for that in the morning, or you can, like you said, you know, kind of roll out of bed grumpy, not really take care of yourself and, you know, be ready in a presentable way, and your day will kind of follow suit.
Right.
And, you know, I fall into that trap a lot, especially with two little kids. Like, they might look like little baby models, and because I spend a lot of time getting them dressed and doing their hair, and then, like, I'm the raggedy mom some days. And
yeah.
I do know, like, those are the days where I feel rushed and, you know, kind of like I'm having a bad day. But on the days where I take the time to intentionally, like, get myself ready, take care of myself, I do notice that we have better days.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some months back, we did the one, eat the ugliest frog first.
I remind myself of that all the time.
Yeah. And so part of that, yeah. So sure, we have the intentionality piece of, or sure, we have the typical day planning piece of do the major task first.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also an intentionality piece of that says, if I do the thing that is the most difficult early, the rest of my day is better.
And the rest of your day is easy if you do the hard thing first.
Exactly. It's an intentionality piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I'm struggling with right now is I have to figure out how I can exercise, because of my water skiing accident that I had several years ago, almost any exercise that I've been trying to do gives me issues with my hip, and I don't want to have a hip replacement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was talking to a doctor today and he said, "Well, what about a stationary bike?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the point is that when we exercise, we may not like the exercising, but when we're done, we feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Because we intentionally did something to help our body.
Yep.
The intentionality, it's so simple, but yet it's so powerful. You talked about, you know, rushing out, or, you know, getting up, taking care of kids, rushing through the day. Life happens, and life is difficult, but how we view that life. So if we intentionally, you know, you have a busy weekend coming because Isla has her third birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I mentioned to you, that's, so it is busy, it's hectic, But guess what? It's Isla's third birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very positive type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I struggle with going into like super crowded places and, you know, where there's a lot of chaos, if I'm in my mind focus on that positive piece, even those scenarios are much better.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told the, we weren't doing a podcast yet, but I wrote about it. So about, I think it would have been November, Thanksgiving. It was Black Friday 2016,
mm-hmm.
where my daughter was here from Ohio. And so Friday, it was like, we're all going to go to the mall. Whoa, we're going to the mall on Black Friday, you know. But I intentionally, and I journaled about this back then, I'm going to intentionally have a positive mindset
mm-hmm.
about going to the mall, because everybody here knows I love Christmas, but I don't like the insanity of the mall on Black Friday. So I ended up in the Disney store, of all places. And in that store, in the middle of all the chaos, I heard Christmas music and I saw kids smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great time.
Because mm-hmm.
I was intentionally trying to.
Yeah.
So what do you think causes us to drift away? If we have all this evidence
mm-hmm.
about why intentionality works, why do you suppose we drift away from it, me included?
I think we have a tendency to think like, oh, I just don't have time for that. Or we're moving mm-hmm. at such a fast pace that we don't take a moment to step back and do that. And I know, you know, I think you're actually pretty good at this, because I know that every morning you sit down and you determine your attitude for the day and you say why, and you do that little journaling time. And I know you have a reflection time as well. And
yep.
So you have that built in time for reflection, and you have a routine that you do. And so
right.
I think, you know, you're pretty well set up for success. But I think a lot of us, just like we do with a lot of things, just kind of say, you know, I don't have time for that, or I forgot. We don't have the right systems in place maybe to set ourselves up for the days that we really want to have. And
sure.
In reality, it's really not a lengthy process. It's
not,
you know, take a moment, think about what you have going on today, set your intention and move on.
Right.
But we have a tendency to make things bigger than they really are, I guess.
Right. You mentioned to me before we started recording, or it might have been when we had our conversation when you were driving, that you have worked on choosing an attitude. You don't do it every day,
mm-hmm.
but there are days that you do it. So what do you do? Like, when you choose your attitude, where do you write it down? That kind of thing.
So mine's a, you know, very informal process.
Yep.
I will just take a post-it note, and
yep.
wherever I am, if I'm at my desk, then I stick it to my laptop.
Okay.
I just write the word down. Or if I'm in my kitchen, I'll just stick it to the fridge. You know, depends on where I'm spending most of my day.
Right.
And so I write that one word down. It might be, you know, patience. Tape it to wherever I am, because then I'm looking at it for a very long time, and
sure,
and that helps me carry it in my mind all day long.
Okay, so why don't you do it every day?
Because I forget.
Yeah, exactly, and that's fine. Yeah, I was, you know, here I go putting you on the spot again.
Yeah,
but you've talked about the fact that I do it every day.
Yeah,
and that I'm really good about it. But one of the reasons I do it every day is because there are people waiting for me to send it out every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that accountability piece.
Yeah.
There's mornings when I wake up and I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. You know, especially as I was going through my colds and my illnesses and things.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. That was the last thing I wanted to think about doing with, but I'm thinking, wait a minute, these people expect me to send this out. I have to do it.
Yeah.
So that whatever it is that you're trying to do in terms of your intentionality, build in accountability partners.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the book, The Happiness Advantage, where, and I forgot who wrote it, Sean Acor,
Sean,
I think, wrote
yeah.
that one.
Mm-hmm.
So he talks about the fact that he was working with some stockbrokers or financial people after the financial crash of 2007, 2008, and that he made them think of every day they had to recount something that positive that happened that day. And one of, and I know I've talked about this on some podcasts, one of the people he was working with decided that he would use his family as his accountability partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that they wouldn't eat dinner until he could tell the family something positive that happened that day. So
awesome.
you build in your mm-hmm. accountability partners, whoever yeah. it might be. And for me, it's the people that have asked, that have signed up to get that post every
mm-hmm.
every morning. You know, and then I actually feel bad, like if I do it early, but then I don't get into the office till after lunch because I went coaching somewhere. I'm like, oh, wait, I got to figure out how do I get this out to them earlier? So, but it's just that's the key.
Yeah.
Who can help hold me accountable to do the things that I know I really want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, is part of this intentionality piece.
Mm-hmm.
You've commented on one of our podcasts how Randy and I have not missed a day since we started writing.
Never.
Well, actually, not a week. It's a week.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, it's accountability. I don't want to be the one that misses a week.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean I always want to do it. A lot of times I hate doing it until it's done.
Right.
You know, so you've got the people that you know are waiting, the people that you know are holding you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Thomas Edison used to do this thing that when he had an idea that he wanted to pursue, he made it public.
Mm-hmm.
He would call a press conference and tell all the people that would come to his press conference, I'm inventing this. And that
mm-hmm.
going public held him accountable. So again, he was highly intentional and it drove a practice or it drove results in his life that were fundamental to him being as successful. And, you know, we all know him as one of the greatest inventors, you know, in our country's history.
Mm-hmm. And I think I do want to kind of go back to and say that it's not always something that has to be so official and formal. I mean, it can even be like, okay, I'm taking my kids to the grocery store and like, I'm going to be intentional about this. And we're, you know, and thinking like, okay, it's going to be a positive experience.
Right.
Here's the plan. Like, it's not going to be Meltdown City. And,
right.
My intention is that I'm going to like get the things I need to get
yep.
and check out and keep it positive instead
sure.
of thinking like, oh, okay, this is going to be a disaster. They're going to fight
right.
in the cart. They're going to want to eat every snack that we walk by. We're never going to get out of here.
Sure.
And I know I mentioned this before too, like traveling can be something that's so stressful for everyone. I always,
yes.
whether I'm traveling alone, just with my husband, with my kids, with my whole family, I always make it a point to set an intention for not just our vacation, but our travel. Because it's so easy to find something wrong about
right.
all of our, you know, whether you're planes, trains, or automobiles. And so I always start with that we're going to get there safely.
Yep.
And that we are going to find good in the people we interact with.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to have fun. So if we get delayed, and that means we're in the airport for an extra hour, 2 hours, or whatever
sure.
it is. You know, we're going to do something fun. We're not just going to be upset and blame the airlines and, you know, fight with the customer service people. We're going to maintain a positive attitude, have fun, and
good.
Get there safely.
That's awesome. Because, you know, what happens is then you start looking for those positive experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So subconsciously, your brain is searching for the positive experiences that you have set an intentionality to find.
Yeah, we recently got delayed in Charlotte, and I looked right at my husband and I said, you get to go to Chick-fil-A.
Exactly.
And I was like,
it's
you
right
go
there
to,
in the airport.
You get to go to Chick-fil-A, and I get to sit in those white rocking chairs and listen to the piano
yep.
music. I love Charlotte Airport. And so it was great. The delay was not a problem.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You also mentioned something before we started recording was that, you know, when we worry about something that hasn't happened, we end up living through it twice or something like that. How did you?
Yeah, I recently saw, and I'm sure I'm like butchering the the thing that I saw, but it basically said just what you repeated, that when we worry about something or we stress over a potential situation, we're forcing ourselves to potentially live through it twice. So, you know, if it does end up happening, then it happened. So you lived through it and you worried so much about it that you basically lived through it. And if you can let go of that, you're probably going to live through it zero times, because we often worry about things that aren't worth worrying over. Or maybe you will live through it, but it'll only be once.
Exactly.
Instead of twice.
That's so good. That's just intentionally not allowing things that we cannot control to control us. You know, there's some things in life you can't change.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. When it happens, only worry about things you can affect.
I think my sister-in-law maybe once told me something, like I was worried about something. She said, you know, when you do that, you're just putting a down payment down on your problems or whatever you're worrying about. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to put money down on something I don't want.
Right. I love that. A down payment on something you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's good. That you should kind of polish that up and make it a quote, and you can probably.
Well, it's not mine to quote, but.
Well, you just have to give her credit. So my hope is that, you know, I gave the folks a challenge in my email. You know, are they willing, are they brave enough to make the choice to live with intentionality? Because that's all it is. Yeah. And, you know, so here's, sometimes I try to wonder, so why wouldn't people do it if we know it's so good? I think there are some people that want to be able to have an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's just life. You can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just, that's their excuse. But it is life and we can change it. And we can look for the best. We can make the best decisions. We can find the best in any situation. And then we truly are living our life, not just accepting our life.
Right.
And that's really my goal for everybody, is that we truly live the life that we're blessed with. And we, with all of the wonder that's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to say, wow, it was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a lot of great things to reflect on. Anything else you want to add on this topic?
No. No, I think we covered a lot pretty quick.
We did. So do you want to know what we're talking about next week and probably the week after that?
Yes.
And maybe the week after that.
Oh, I love a good series.
So a series on what are the qualities of a leader?
Awesome.
How's that?
Great.
Because I was just teaching transformational leadership and that was one of our topics. I thought that would be a good series for a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want our listeners thinking about who are the best leaders they ever met or were around or heard of. Mm-hmm. They could be, you know, somebody that they know. They could be people they've learned about in history. But let's start with some intentionality, those that listen to our podcast. And who do you think are really great leaders?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start talking about it next week.
Awesome.
Any special, special plans, of course. Yes. It's the birthday. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful birthday for little Miss Isla.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear about it next week.
Yes, I'm sure
when we get
fun.
Together. I have no special plans for the weekend, and I'm thrilled.
That's sometimes nice too.
Exactly. So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.